Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
How do, everybody? Recording live from the Matrix
Revolutions.
Yeah, the third
live
movie.
Live from the Matrix Revolutions.
The third one.
Yeah. I bet you didn't know we were recording live from there since nobody watched that movie.
Is that the... Wait, yeah. is Revolutions the third one?
Both... I think it is. What? Wasn't called one of them called Reloaded? Matrix Reloaded?
That's the second one.
And it was Revolutions the last one? Those are terrible.
Not really a
we
fan.
We only saw one of those together. Or
the second one, I think.
Okay.
No. I saw the third one in the theater.
Yeah.
Not very good.
Not very good.
No.
Second and third one, both terrible.
Not impressed with that film.
Ugh.
Yeah, and so anyway, we're having weird sounds with our sound equipment.
I kept doing that.
Sounds like we're in the Matrix. So, yeah. If that sound comes back...
Just ignore it.
Don't.
Or that means you took the red pill.
That means you took... Yeah.
Or is it the blue pill? Which one?
I think it's the red one.
It's the red pill.
I think.
That means you took the red pill. When Morpheus... Morpheus Prime.
Morphine.
Yeah, Morpheus Prime, when he asked for you to take it. Mm.
So
we're back.
So I'm eating Doritos, jacked.
Yeah.
The crunch was going to be louder.
We got the Doritos?
Jacked.
Yeah, what else we got here? We got Cheez-It, Colby Cheez-Its.
Colby Cheez-Its.
Weren't these the ones that, Mike Lacy posted? I think he posted a picture of these.
Maybe.
He posted a picture of these, hot dog chips. I got these at... You don't like these.
I'm not a fan of hot dog flavored things.
I like them.
Or the hamburger, those are combos that did a hamburger.
I like the cheeseburger combos, and I haven't found them since.
And it tastes like ketchup.
My mic's on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just tastes like ketchup to me.
I like them.
Or catsup, depending on what part of the world you're in.
Hot dog chips.
I also have these fancy cakes.
You haven't had any of those, have you?
No, I'm gonna do this.
Those melted in my car, but then I put them in the fridge. And now they're okay again.
Yep.
They're a little flatter, but...
They're all right.
They're still okay. Oh. Hello,
okay.
Greg.
Okay.
What is this, episode 16?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me check my phone. I think it's either 15 or 16.
We're going to be to episode 20 before you know it.
Mm.
Do you have anything to talk about? We have an interesting little list tonight. It's not a top five.
Yeah. Well, there is a couple things. I got that new Mountain Dew last night.
Okay, the Berry.
Which Charles had told me like 5 days ago.
Berry Blast.
It is episode 16.
Berry Blast.
Dark Berry. Charles had told me there was a new Mountain Dew coming, and I love trying the new Mountain Dews.
Dark Berry, my one of my least favorite Bond girls.
That's not it at all.
No. It's
I'm off track.
Also my least favorite Catwoman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Halle Berry.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, so I had given up soda this year, right? The caveat that I could try the new Mountain Dew when it came out. Right?
Yeah.
Same with McDonald's. I gave up McDonald's and I get to have one McRib. I can have one McRib this year. So I was pretty excited about the idea of a new Mountain Dew. And I checked everywhere for that Mountain Dew. And finally, on their locator thing, it said Beachmont, which was like 20 miles from my house. I don't know how far it was. 30 miles from my house.
What's the driving time?
We just drove out like a half an hour. If you're doing 60, it's 30 miles from the house. So went out to Beachmont. I got one last night. Oh my gosh, it was so good. And I don't know if it's so good just because I haven't had soda in a long time.
That's part of it.
It's probably part of it, but it was really good. And I hear the cans have the thing where you put it in the fridge and the Batman symbol appears on them. So I want to see those.
You didn't give it that chance.
I didn't because I got the 20 ouncer.
Right.
So... I don't know. I may end up having to get a 12-pack, too. Just so I can see this. So, there it is.
It's probably not that impressive to
it's
look
probably
at.
Not. It's tying into that new Batman movie that I'm not looking forward to, though.
Yeah.
Man. Want to talk about the Spider-Man clip we watched?
The Dark Knight. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay, so I got that DVD thing from Walmart with the Amazing Spider-Man movie clip with the full, like, car thief scene in it. And so we played it. I don't like it. I don't like the way Spider-Man acts.
We're going to get smarmy.
It's going to get a too smarmy. He gets a too smarmy.
He gets a too smarmy, and that's the problem.
I think Spider-Man is a wisecracker. You know, he makes jokes, and, you know, he's a teenager and that kind of things, but he's not a jerk.
It always seems like
it's only fun. Good fun.
He's good-natured. He's...
Yeah.
He's a nerd. I mean, he's
he's just a punk in this clip.
punk.
I don't want to, like, spoil things with movies. So I'm not going to say exactly what he says. But you can go to YouTube and look up, like, the full car thief scene or whatever from Amazing Spider-Man. And he just comes across like a jerk.
He's a jerk.
Like a big jerk.
Being a jerk to the cops. He's a jerk to
the criminal.
Burglar.
But it's over the top.
It's not Spider-Man. It's not Peter Parker.
And this Andrew Garfield kid is British. And it feels like he's going out of his way to make a New York accent, like to the point where it's almost too strong.
It's not even New York. It's like, it's New York, but it's like, he thinks he's a thug.
Exactly. It comes across, I don't know, I don't like it. See, and a lot of people are trying to defend it, saying, that's Spider-Man, that's his wisecracking, and that's this. No, it's not. Like, when Toby does the thing where he confronts Green Goblin in the first Spider-Man movie, and he spritzes the spider-webbing at J. Jonah Jameson, and he's like, hey, let mom and dad talk for a second, or something like that. And
yeah.
That's like Spider-Man, the kind of wisecracky type thing. But this is just, he's rude, and he gets kind of in the cop's face, and is like, getting rough with the cop and stuff, and it's like, that's not Spider-Man.
A little arrogant.
That's just not, to me, it's not Spider-Man. And maybe that's what people want nowadays, but I don't want
That's what people want nowadays, yeah. That's why he's got this, I'm so edgy, I've seen Twilight 3 times, and I'm,
yeah.
That's the crap, I mean, that's what.
The early reviews are coming in there, I read a lot of that it's like, it's Twilighted up Spider-Man, and it's an emo Spider-Man, and If you don't think of that as an insult, then maybe you'll like the film and all these different things. And there's one review that says it takes like an hour for him to get into the outfit.
Mm.
Or something like that. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm still going to see it.
I'm probably not going to.
I'm looking forward to seeing it more than Dark Knight, but I don't want to really see Dark Knight at all. I think that looks very,
right,
very dreary, very dark, too much for Batman even. But, I don't know, I guess we'll see. I'm getting a sneak preview pass, so I won't see it by the next podcast, but if we keep doing it week after week. We didn't do last week because of some family matters.
Not the show.
It's a rare condition.
This day and age.
To read any good news on the newspaper page. That's all I know. That was unexpected, too.
Yeah.
But it really was due to some family matters, whatever. But if we're back on this weekly schedule, then not the next show, but the show after, I'll have seen Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'll give my full opinion on it.
All right. Spider-Man!
Yeah.
You know exactly what to do with your web shooter.
All right, so you want to do this list? Or you got anything else
to
talk about?
I have two things.
Oh, those Expendables figures.
Oh, I have three things.
Yeah.
Diamond Select's doing Expendables figures.
Oh, I know.
In waves of three figures, which they're probably going to be $15 a piece, so that's...
Well, if they're even 15, man, they might be more than that.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Golly.
Diamond Select is expensive now. They're like...
They think they're making their toys out of diamonds.
Yeah, it's selected diamonds.
Selected diamonds.
The Marvel Select figures, I think, are like $18.95 or $19.95 or $21.95 even. I don't know. They're expensive.
Okay.
Those are expensive figures.
Okay, well, three figures per wave. First wave is a Barney Ross, Dolph Lundgren's character, and Terry Crews.
I'm trying to crunch away from the mic.
Pretty cool. Crunch in. Let him know you're enjoying it, man.
Mm.
Yeah. So, that's pretty, that's noteworthy. I'm excited about that. My other two things, I have two apologies. You're going to apologize.
No, wait. Okay, I know one of these.
One of them is to the fans. Last time we talked about, when we talked about remakes, it's been brought to my attention that The Thing...
Yeah.
Is not a remake.
And I haven't seen The Thing.
You have no. You
so haven't. I'm totally blameless.
You're blameless.
I'm totally blameless.
I'm taking blame for it.
Yeah, you take the blame.
I ruined it.
Yeah, you messed up big time.
And having now that they said, two people mentioned it. Now that it's been mentioned, I remember reading that when it was announced that they were doing that. But I have to be honest. In watching it, I did not even know that it was a prequel. I didn't know.
That's how it goes sometimes.
So, well, if you it's know? It seems like it shouldn't go that way.
Yeah,
you should be able to tell the difference.
You should.
But anyway, so I was wrong. Apologize for that. Number two, I apologize to Nicolas Cage. Nick.
All right.
Nick, I know you're listening.
Yeah, all right.
I've been a little harsh on you because it's easy to pick on you. Nick, it's easy to pick on you. You got your hair. Whoever's doing your hair, you look nuts.
It's a mess.
You're walking around. You got... your receding hairline in front, And it looks
parting
like
in the back.
It looks like a bad wig. A bad wig you're wearing in the backside.
It probably is a bad wig.
It probably
wearing.
Is, and it's just blowing around. Just cut your hair.
Yeah.
You're fine. But Nicolas Cage, you've done some fine films, my mm-hmm. friend. Gone in 60 Seconds was great. National Treasure was pretty good.
Yeah.
What else?
The Rock. Raising Arizona.
The Rock, Raising Arizona. Well, I'm
just, Leaving Las Vegas.
He's done a lot of... He's great in a comedy yeah. type role. But you know what, Nick? You got something.
Yeah.
You're a good sport. You went on Saturday Night Live.
Made fun of yourself.
You made fun of yourself. Yeah. You're a good sport.
Yeah.
So...
I did see the new Ghost Rider recently, though. And I played that one scene.
Yeah.
And he's over the top in that film. He's more Nick Cage
That's
than
an
over I've the top
film. That's over the top
Nick
film.
Nick Cage in a while. When he's doing the scratching at the door, scraping at the door. He's crazy in that scene.
He's being
it's
funny.
Too much. Yeah. But it's not appropriate for the scene.
It's not.
It's just. It's like the director just went, go ahead and just be Nick Cage during this scene. I know it's.
Do whatever you feel.
Not really appropriate here, but let's just go for it.
He works best in comedy.
Yeah. I do want to mention something from that film. I'm kind of glad you mentioned Nick Cage. I was talking to... I don't know if I talked to you about this too, but I talked to Matt about this. Okay, so... I like old films because they had to try to make certain things work.
No, you're in good company.
To make really... You know, that they had to really... They had to have ingenuity.
Ingenuity and creativity.
Creativity to make things happen. So, like, in the Superman film, right... There's a scene where, I'm talking about the original Christopher Reeve Superman film, there's a scene where he drops Lois off, and he says goodnight, and flies off, and Lois says something like, goodnight, and then she's walking away from him from her balcony, and this is all one take, there's no cuts, it's just all one scene. So she says goodnight, and then she's walking back in her apartment, and she kind of stops for just a split second and goes, Superman. And there's a banging at her door, and she goes over to the door, and it's Clark, and it's Christopher Reeve. And it's like, you sit back, and your brain kind of just, as you're watching it, you maybe don't even realize what's going on. But in the back of your mind, you're also kind of thinking, that's Superman. He flew off, and now he's at the door, and he used his super speed and everything to do that. But you're kind of registering without registering that it's all happened in one take. So it's like, how did they do that? How did they make it so he flew off, and without even a cut of the camera, now Christopher Reeve's at the door as Superman Clark Kent. Totally changed hair, totally different outfit, all these different things. So they had to figure out a way to make that work back then. Without CGI and without all these things. And it was great, right? Because you're seeing certain things happen, and it's just like, wow, that was cool. Or maybe you don't even realize it, you know, but your brain is realizing that something's going on. Or maybe you see it and you're like, how did they do that? And that kind of thing. So I'm watching Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, this new movie, right? And there's a scene where the bike drives up, and it's on fire, and it pulls up, and he jumps on it as it's kind of still moving and takes off. But it's a bike with no rider on it that's pulled up, and he gets on it, takes off. But I watched it, but I wasn't even impressed. Like, I wasn't even thinking to myself, like, that was cool. How did they do that?
Right.
In the back of my mind, I was just like, it's CGI. That's how they did it. So there's no wonder anymore. It's just kind
of
like...
That's part of why I'm just disenfranchised.
With all
I'm
films
just,
nowadays.
Pretty much, I just...
There's no trying.
There's
it's
no
just
trying.
Like, we'll just do it in the computer, and now it's done.
There's no mystery.
There's no impressive scenes anymore. It's just anything you want to do, you just do it. You throw
just,
it in the computer, and
you do it.
Yeah,
you do it.
There's no trying, and there's no limitations to what you can do or can't do, so that you have to take sort of an artistic take on it.
Yeah.
It's just, we can do whatever, and we can just slap it out there, and we'll just use computer to do whatever we want to do. And yeah, I agree that the computer has to be used for certain things.
Yeah.
But I would like them to try and do things before they immediately jump to computer all the time.
Yep.
Because now it's just become a thing where your brain's not even impressed anymore. You've seen it all. You just... If something happens on the screen, it just happens. You're like, oh, well, there it is. If they'd have done a scene where Ghost Rider's bike pulls up and he has to jump on it in 1979, I would have been more impressed with the scene because it would have been like, somebody had to figure out how to do that.
Yep.
They had to figure out a way to make that work.
Made a motorcycle, they set some parts on fire.
And they made it drive up with no rider on it whatsoever for him to get on and then take off on.
Yep.
But nowadays, it just happens, and I don't even care. It's just another scene.
Yeah, why should you care?
So that was a little soapbox thing I wanted to talk about there.
I agree fully. I agree.
That's the way things are nowadays.
That's the way it is.
It's not as impressive.
It's not.
All right, so anyway.
I agree.
So I want to tell what started this whole little thing we did here.
Okay.
When I
don't even know what started it, I don't think.
Well, I don't think I told you.
So let's go.
Well, during this whole Family Matter thing, I'm not going to go too much into personal stuff, but my mom was in the hospital for a bit. She's fine now, so nobody, like, freak out or worry for me. But in one of the times when I was at the hospital visiting, on the waiting room area, there was a thing playing about the Dream Team, the Olympic Dream Team, the U.S. Olympic Dream Team.
Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Larry Bird.
John Stockton, was he one of them? I think John Stockton.
I don't know.
Was
I get the first three right?
I know
Michael Jordan
Michael
was.
Michael Jordan was. Charles Barkley was.
Charles
Larry
Barkley.
Bird was. Larry Bird was.
Charles Bronson was.
I think Scottie Pippen was. Scottie Pippen?
Yeah. Scottie Pippen.
I can't remember.
Was definitely one of the Bulls star.
So this whole Dream Team, and I was watching the whole thing, and I actually saw the Dream Team play, which was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you went to the game. You went to a game.
Yeah, I went to an actual Dream Team game. I think it was like I don't know if it was a scrimmage or something like that
cool.
in Indiana, but I saw them play. It was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
So I was watching this, and it made me think that's really cool how they took the stars from each team and put it together into like one super team.
Yep.
And I thought, wow, that would be kind of cool if they'd have done something like that for the cartoons of the 80s, which are the best cartoons. Had they taken like a member from each team or each cartoon
yep.
and built a dream team of cartoons.
Yep. They already did it in that Don't Do Drugs
yeah.
special.
Yeah, they did it. So we don't
remember
let's just
that?
Stop the podcast now.
Yeah, it was okay.
Let's stop it now.
This has been Mike and James. Thanks for listening.
This episode has been brought to you by Oh wait.
Oh
right now. Come on. So I went to Mike and I said, "Hey, let's do a 80s cartoon dream team."
He did.
Where we can take five people.
He did
or
do this.
Characters
this
or whatever.
Is, this
I actually
is real.
Did this.
You did this.
I actually did this. Don't no fooling. You better not be fooling. So I said to him, "Let's take a you can choose one from each cartoon, a five-person team. You can't choose more than one from a cartoon. It's got to be an 80s cartoon." And you could choose one vehicle, but it can't be from any of those cartoons that you picked your five teammates from. And you could choose one headquarters. And again, it can't be from one of the cartoons you've chosen from. So you get five characters, one vehicle, one headquarters.
Yep.
And it has to be all from different cartoons, and it must be from the 80s. And I said, put together your dream team, and I'll put together my dream team.
We did it.
So we did it. Okay? So we're going to reveal our dream teams, and then we want you guys to do your own dream teams. By the same rules on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/actionfeatures.
.org.
All right, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, how do you want to do this?
I don't know. We'll just do like we do the top five.
Okay,
you know,
just
we'll
just rattle them off?
Just go down the list.
I think, should we do teams first and then the headquarters and vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
Do you want to alternate or do you
let's alternate.
You just
and then
do
if
your...
we end up being on the same page,
okay.
then they'll say, I also have that on my team.
All right.
Okay. So I kind of tried to think of it actually as building a team, too.
Yeah,
like, okay,
yeah.
I need this, I need this, I need that. This one's a no-brainer for me, and I think he may be on your team, too. Every team nowadays seems like they have to have a ninja on it. So I'm going to start with the ninja that kind of started it all, that you have to have a ninja on your team, and that's Snake Eyes on my team.
Snake Eyes was going to be on my list, but he got bumped because I have another ninja.
Well, okay.
So
see, you have to have a ninja, yeah, and he's got also Commando, and he's got
yes.
the whole silent, cool ninja look.
He
and all
definitely
that stuff.
Is a team necessity.
So I put Snake Eyes on my team.
Team necessity.
What was your ninja spot, then?
Well, I can't... Well, yeah, we're not going in order.
No, we're not.
My leader is Chuck Norris.
That's a great leader.
It's a great leader.
That's
he's got the
leader.
Mustache. He's ready to go.
He's got the Karate Commandos on his team.
Well, he doesn't now.
Not
because,
now.
Because he's
you bumped
moved on.
Tabe.
Tabe's
somebody
gone.
Somebody else. See, Tabe was going to make my team.
And I have somebody but... else that's kind of martial arts-like. And it's like, okay, this is not a ninja outfit. I'm trying not to do that. So
yeah, don't go crazy with the ninjas.
But I love Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes is awesome.
So Chuck Norris is my team leader.
And Snake Eyes wasn't as great on the G.I. Joe cartoon. I'm kind of cheating a little bit because he's so great in the comic that I'm kind of just inferring the Snake Eyes character.
It's sort of like Boba Fett. He's kind of grown to this
yeah.
legendary
status. Chuck with just a mustache or a full beard?
Well, in the cartoon, he only had a mustache.
Yeah. So you're going just mustache.
Well, that's what it has to be, I guess. All right.
All right,
unless
so
we draw a beard. I could draw a beard on him.
You can do it. You can do whatever you want.
I prefer the beard.
I prefer the beard, too.
All right.
All right, so let me check that one off. For the... every team's got to have a wisecracker, in my opinion. Somebody that's telling the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't just waste a spot
yeah.
on that. So I chose Spider-Man from Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. Because
mm-hmm.
you still got the powers and stuff, but you've also got kind of the wisecracking thing.
It keeps it light.
And he's still got the power going on.
Don't get too serious.
Don't get too serious.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's on my team.
Yep. Mandrake the Magician's on my team.
Ooh, you want magic.
He's got magic.
He's got magic.
Not... He's not great, but I'm looking for diversity here.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
I understand that.
I'm hiring people not based on their skill level, yeah, but based
on... affirmative action in play in your team.
Yes, affirmative.
Yeah. All right, so since you went with the magic angle, I also...
Master of magic spells, yep, and illusion.
I knew it was coming. I was waiting.
I didn't even think about it until you said that.
So, I wanted a person on my team to kind of handle the sorcery type aspect.
Oh, okay.
Things like that.
Did you get Mandrake?
No, I didn't have Mandrake, but I wanted somebody accustomed to like magical things. Okay. And that. So, but I didn't want to waste the spot and just do like...
No, you don't want to do that.
Magic Man.
You don't want Magic Man on your team.
I almost put in Merklin?
Merklin.
Visionaries?
Yeah.
I almost did it.
I thought about
but
that.
But then I was like, why do that when I could put He-Man on my team?
He-Man has some magic.
He-Man's got the magic sword. He's accustomed to magic stuff.
Got a magic sword.
And he's a powerhouse. So He-Man made my team.
You know what? I didn't think about that cartoon.
Visionaries? Or He-Man?
He-Man.
Oh.
There's a ton of characters. I know you did.
But we should do this again with villains.
But I was close.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a villain team.
We'll do a villain team next time.
All right. Panthro.
I crossed off Panthro for this.
He's the mechanic.
That's what I was thinking,
and
too.
And he has nunchucks. He's the other ninja-like person, or character. He's also a shapeshifter, so we need a shapeshifter.
Panthro is not a shapeshifter.
Yep, I'm pretty sure he is.
I had Panthro, and I scratched it out for the exact reasons, because I was like, I need a mechanic, I need this.
He provides some muscle, too, that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took him off, though, because I was like, I also had a brainy character that I wanted to do, you know, inventing things and things like that.
His brain from Inspector Gadget.
Egon Spengler from the Ghostbusters.
That's good.
He can pretty much do anything when it comes to inventing stuff and like repairing things and all that stuff. And plus, then you also got the proton pack and you got the paranormal thing if you needed it. So,
pretty
and
good.
He's like a walking encyclopedia. So I put Egon Spengler on my team.
He collects spores, mold, and fungus.
There you go.
Yeah. So you got your fungus covered.
So I got the fungus covered.
That's good.
Yeah.
Kat from Rambo, the female character.
I'm surprised about how different our lists are. This is amazing.
Well, I really tried to go...
I couldn't get a female on my team.
I was like, what female is going to be on my team? Got to have one.
I almost put Sorceress on there instead of He-Man, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stick with He-Man.
You did it. I also tried not to have any alpha males. Once I picked my leader, no other main character got on mine, so that was my point.
Well, my leader... I think that everybody else would follow because he's got the Matrix of Leadership. I want Optimus Prime for the leader of my team.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, he's like the ultimate leader.
He's the leader.
I think, from all the 80s cartoons.
And he's a shapeshifter.
He really is a shapeshifter.
Oh, he actually
he can
is, yeah.
Turn from truck into robot. So you got a ton of power with Optimus Prime,
you've got the
Matrix of Leadership. He's the ultimate leader.
He's a good leader.
And he's willing to sacrifice himself if it comes down to it.
Willing to sacrifice!
Yeah. You got one more, right?
I have one more. It's 30-30 from Bravestar.
Nice!
The horse!
I almost put Bravestar on here, too.
I almost put Bravestar.
He's got everything. He's
but you
got
know
the
what?
Strength of the bear.
I really like 30-30.
30-30 is awesome. He's got a gun.
He's so cool. He's a horse.
Yeah, he's a horse.
Somebody can ride him if they need to.
And he can stand up.
He's made of metal.
Yeah.
He's partly metal, he's partly real.
Alright. I like your team.
I like your team.
We have two great teams.
Our team should... Hook up and beat up some bad guys.
All right, what do you want to do first? The vehicle or the headquarters?
I want to do the vehicle first.
Okay.
Because
you go first?
I suspect that perhaps we have
the same one?
The same layer.
Okay.
Same headquarters.
Okay, well, then we're going to save for the vehicle then. You want to do vehicle first?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, well, go ahead.
My vehicle is the G.I. Joe Rolling Thunder.
That's good.
It's a big, tough vehicle. It's got a lot of guns, and you can fit everybody on it. I was going to pick...
Go ahead.
Something smaller.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of cool vehicles that I think are better that are smaller.
I think I trounced you on this one.
You probably did.
Because, and you may think it's cheating, but I don't think it's cheating.
Well, the only way it could be cheating is if it's not from the 80s.
I chose Voltron.
That's cheating.
It's not cheating, because you need five pilots for Voltron.
Okay.
It's not really a character.
Okay.
You know, it's got to have five pilots.
All right, you did it.
I have five pilots.
You did it.
And they could split into five separate lions. Can you imagine Optimus
Prime running
around in the Black Lion?
I can imagine it,
That'd be crazy cool.
Yeah.
All right, you convinced me. So Voltron is my vehicle. Okay, and for the headquarters.
Good vehicle.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's going to be tough to beat.
You want to say it at the same time just to see if it is?
Okay. On the count of three.
All right.
One, two, three.
Boulder Hill.
That's awesome.
I knew it was. That's why I couldn't have any cool mask characters.
Same here. I wanted Matt Tracker on the team.
I did too.
But I was like, you know what? I gotta have Boulder Hill. Boulder Hill's gotta be my headquarters. That's so awesome.
It has to be.
We're on the same page.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
It's hidden in a mountain.
You've got the team hidden away.
In a mountain.
In a mountain. But then if something happens, it's going to turn into like a transform thing.
Yeah.
I'll throw a boulder at you. I've got freeze guns that come out of the gas
tanks. All kinds of stuff.
Tons of stuff.
There's rock.
There's a big meeting room where there's masks that come down that you don't need to worry about right now because they don't. Our team doesn't need masks.
Our team doesn't pretend to use masks.
Yeah. That's perfect. I'm glad you put Boulder Hill.
Me too.
I trounced you on the vehicle.
Me too. You got me on the vehicle.
Man, imagine my team coming out of Boulder Hill in the Voltron.
You did some homework.
I did some homework. I really thought about this.
I did mine today. I just...
You did yours. You waited the last minute.
I didn't think of Voltron as a vehicle, you know?
You have to, though.
You're right, though.
It really is. It needs pilots.
All right, I changed mine. The Power Zord. Power Zord's my vehicle.
From
Power Rangers. Rangers.
The Megazord.
Megazord's my vehicle.
Tyrannosaurus!
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was fun. Let's do villains. We'll do villains.
We'll do villains next time.
Maybe we'll do next week.
We'll alternate.
We'll see what we'll do next week. If we have no other ideas, we'll do the villains next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see people post the hero one, like we just did.
If you can.
Yeah. Do it.
I like reading them.
Do it.
I mentioned it to my good friend Nate, and he, I don't have his list in front of me, but one stuck out. He had picked... Get this. Scrooge McDuck.
I was going to choose this as the financial backer.
That's what he said.
I was going to do that. If there were six spots, Scrooge McDuck was on there.
That's what he said, and I thought, that's great. Thinking outside the box, I love it.
I'd say another one that was going to be on mine, Heathcliff.
Gizmo,
as a planner.
Gizmo Duck.
As like a scheme planner type
Heathcliff.
Guy. He's like planning out their missions. He
could almost make a villain.
Yeah, I almost put Heathcliff on here.
He could almost make a villain.
Heathcliff and Scrooge McDuck, this close to making
it. But I really like the Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge is going to make it, and then I decided on the Voltron thing. And I'm like, you know what? Scrooge can't pilot one of the lions, though. I need guys that can also pilot my lions.
We don't know how difficult it is to pilot
the lion.
We don't
know. He's got the... Plus, he's also stingy with the money.
He's a little stingy. They wouldn't be able.
They wouldn't be allowed.
They wouldn't be able to get stuff. Hey, we need a new leg for the lion.
We're gonna need some ammunition here.
Nah.
Well, I think you could just bandage it up, or however he talks. You know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So he's stingy. So that was another reason why I kind of pulled back on Scrooge McDuck. But that's good that Nate's thinking on the same page.
Yeah, I loved it.
We should have Nate on the podcast.
I want to.
We should at some point.
I've
never met him. I've never talked to him.
I have a third mic.
I've never met him.
Oh, it would be great.
Yeah,
it'd be a good time.
Yeah. All right. Well, what time are we at?
You know what? That's 27 minutes, but the last one was like an hour.
I know. We don't want to make them sit through tons of stuff.
No.
I think half an hour is a good one.
This is good.
Let's let them have a break for once.
Just take it easy. At ease. At ease, soldier.
At ease, disease.
Sergeant
Slaughter also disease. Almost made my list.
That would have been... Yeah.
But I couldn't do it without Snake Eyes being pulled off the list. You know?
Yeah, it was tough.
It was really tough. I also wanted the Thunder Tank.
I thought about the Thunder Tank,
but
I had Panthro.
That's when I had Panthro on my list, and so I eliminated the Thunder Tank, but then I thought of Voltron after that, and it was like,
it worked out better.
Well, now I got Voltron, so there's no reason to...
Worked out better.
...to do it. Take it off. Yeah.
I'm loving it.
All right, well...
All right, that's it.
That's it for this one. Post your things on Facebook.com/actionfeatures, and we'll look at them, and we'll talk about how much better our lists are than your lists.
Yeah, we'll say things like
that. Yeah.
Tonight's podcast has been brought to you by...
Wait, that's mine.
Doritos Jacked.
That's mine.
Hey, go get jacked.
All right, well, I'm not even going to give mine now.
Well, were you,
I had one.
I thought that you might take the...
I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that.
Okay, well, you go ahead and do yours. I'm going to...
It's not going to be as good.
Oh. Doritos Jacked is pretty good.
I'll just wait until next time.
Well, write it down.
Yeah.
This has been Mike and James.
Yeah.
This has been Action Features.
See, I took it from you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little too late.
One good turn deserves another.
Yep.
And one good turd deserves another. That was the other.
All right. See you guys.
Goodbye.